Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the GeoMob Podcast. Today, it is my pleasure to welcome Gala Camacho, who is the organizer of GeoMob Edinburgh. She organized the first event back in March. We have another event coming up at the end of June, June 25th. So I wanted to get Gala on here to talk about, first of all, how the first event went, how she found the experience of organizing, why she wanted to organize, a little bit, hopefully maybe an overview of the geo scene in Edinburgh, but also advice for anyone else out there who's thinking of starting GeoMob in their city. So Gala, big welcome to the show, and a big thank you from me for bringing the GeoMob model to Edinburgh.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I am very excited to be here and to help spin up other ones and like help enhance the, you know, geospatial community around the world. So thanks for having me. And also, I will say now, thanks for letting me start, you know, GeoMob and making it easy, because that's been one of the best things, is that it has been pretty friction-free. And I think that's how things start, you know, nicely.
Well, why don't we start by you introducing yourself? What is your background in geo? What exactly do you do? What brings you into this field?
Yeah, so I work in urban planning, and I'm a data scientist, but also me, along with some other people, we started Diagonal a few years back, and we mostly do geospatial with a big focus in urban planning, just trying to bring almost like a better developer experience for geospatial data scientists. And I can talk more about that later. But for me, I guess I started in geospatial by mistake. I was doing my master's in math, and I was doing optimization, and I started working at a place that did fiber optic network design. And obviously that had heaps of geospatial, but also networks and graphs. And that's how I kind of got into it. And then I never left. I went from that to civil infrastructure, and I kind of jumped into city making, kind of by mistake. By having with civil infrastructure, I just worked at all the different parts. I worked in the water system, I worked in highways, I worked in transport. And so I kind of got to see like how complex the city structures are, and they all had geospatial in one way or another. And so, yeah, that's how I got in.
Well, welcome. Yes, everything happened somewhere, as they say.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. All place based. So, yeah, I honestly really like it, and I have to say I didn't quite consider myself a geospatial person, or even an expert in geospatial data, until one day I drafted a talk for PyCon Australia, and it was about like getting into geospatial and how scary it is, but also at the same time, like how amazing it is once you're in it. And then I kind of realized like, okay, like this is my area of expertise. I should say that when I talk about myself. Before that, I would just say, you know, I was like a data scientist, or I used to say I was a mathematician, which I am, but my specialty is now really geospatial data and geospatial data science.
Very nice. Very nice. And you came along to a GeoMob London originally.
I did,
is that
yeah.
Your first introduction to GeoMob?
Yes, it was actually. I was living in Cambridge, and I moved to the UK right in the midst of the pandemic, so there was not a lot of events happening. Then when events started opening up, I was like craving technical social interaction, and the Cambridge one was a little bit homogeneous. And so I looked at London as a way to get a bit of more diversity and more diversity also in topics. And one of my colleagues said about GeoMob, and I came down to London, I think for work. And I made it so that my work meeting was at the same day as GeoMob, and had a really nice time there actually, and met some really nice people.
Fantastic. That's excellent. Okay. So then you moved to Edinburgh, and one day you said, "We need GeoMob Edinburgh." Is that what was the thought process there? How did that?
honestly, just like most things, it came about a bit of like a personal need. When I moved to Edinburgh, I was pregnant. And so I didn't have a lot of energy really to go to a lot of events like I used to before I ever got pregnant or had a kid. And then I had my kid, and of course all that took a lot of my time and a lot of my energy. And then once I started having time and space to start going out there for events, I noticed that the Edinburgh tech scene for me has felt really formal. Like, a lot of the events are organized by really big organizations, and so they're all really formal. They have these like really formal processes of who speaks, and most of them are like selected speakers. And also because there's just like a lot of banks and stuff, like people show up to events and in suits, which for me was like, coming from Melbourne tech scene, was like unheard of, going to a tech event and seeing people in suits. And so it made me feel really like not calm and not ready to open up. And I really was craving people to talk to about technical topics, about things that are happening in the geospatial space, about things to geek out about, projects that we have in common, projects to collaborate on. And I just hadn't found it. And then I said, I just want something like GeoMob. And one of my colleagues said, you should just message Ed and see if you can start one in Edinburgh. Because I was just thinking about starting my own thing. And then I was like, it's just going to be so much work. And honestly, I messaged you and I thought I wasn't going to get a reply. And I thought, I'll give it a few months. And if I don't get a reply, I'll just start my own thing. And then I got a reply, like, I think within the hour. That's how it started. It was literally out of a need to talk to people about geospatial stuff and just kind of get to know what's going on, because I know there's a lot of companies here working in geospatial, but it usually gets talked about within its own specialties, which is, I think, a big problem in geospatial in general for geospatial professionals, that we're all in our own siloed topics, but yet we all have problems in common.
I completely agree. I completely agree on a lot of things that you said. Like, first of all, the need, I guess formal events have a time and place and a value. But, you know, in my free time, I don't want to go to stiff formal events. I just want to hear interesting talks from people and be kind of in a relaxed atmosphere so that I can, you know, make new connections and learn from other people. So that really was the entire concept behind GeoMob. Also, frankly, just to put much less burden on the organizers, because, you know, organizing a big formal event, obviously it's a big task. Luckily over the years, we've kind of really, let's say, fine-tuned the GeoMob recipe to keep it as simple as possible and as low effort. There is going to be a minimum threshold of effort. You know, we need to find a venue and we need to organize the speakers and things like that, but I really try to keep it as simple as possible and as low of a barrier of entry to people, both to the attendees and to the speakers.
I can interject in with give myself my own question. Like, I think that's one of the things that has made it quick to come about. For those who don't know, it was pretty fast. Like, Ed and I emailed, and then next thing the date was set and we were organizing the event. So it was really nice to receive like a whole recipe for how to do it. And also, I think for me, it's felt really nice because I feel like the event can change to be local with time, but to start with, you have to start with something to then decide, okay, this doesn't work for us, this works for us. And having to make that from scratch is like, it's hard, you know, and you just are so likely to get it so wrong. And then the thing is, every time you get it wrong, you kind of could lose a few people. And so it was really nice to start with a pretty simple recipe that's really low touch, that says, do this, do this, do this, and having the freedom to say, well, actually, this bit I don't want to do, this bit I do want to do, and then this bit I'll see how it goes, and if I want to change it later, I can. I think that's been really useful. And I think what has made it then you can focus on the right stuff. Like for the first event, I focused a lot on getting speakers because I didn't have to focus on, okay, what's going to be the run sheet? What are we going to do before? What are we going to do after? Are we doing food? Are we not? Like, all that was set up for kind of the idea, the recipe was already there, and that that's made it really nice.
Yeah, that's what we strive for, that we have kind of the default recipe. And then, you know, different cities do things slightly differently based on whatever the norm is in their city. And that's really fun. We really only have, you know, for the benefit of anyone out there who's listening, who's thinking about getting GeoMob going in their city or their country or whatever, we really only have two rules that we request. One is that you cannot charge money of the attendees. And secondly, is that you cannot charge money of the speakers. You know,
or pay them.
Yeah, exactly. Or well,
not charge them.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, they should be paying us.
Yeah.
No, but the idea is that we get, you know, it's not because the money would distort the dynamics, I think, of this. We just want to have people giving interesting talks and people hanging out and making connections, and that's really what we aim for.
Yeah. And that's how it has felt. I can tell you there's one bit I didn't follow on the first one, which was the voting at the end.
Oh, right.
When I attended GeoMob, when that happened, in the one that I attended, everyone voted for one talk. And my little heart sank for the other two people.
Because
I thought if I was the other people, like, I would be mortified. And then after that, I had people be like, you should give a talk at GeoMob. And I was like, no way, because people vote and then everyone votes for someone else.
Right.
I'm
going to
be heartbroken.
Well, Gala, this is very good feedback because several people have told me this. They don't like the public nature of the voting. They like the idea of you know, if someone gives a really good talk, they should be kind of recognized.
Rewarded.
And it's also a cool, you know, way to integrate a sponsor, you know, if there's a cool prize. But I get it. We've had this feedback from several people that they don't like the public nature of the voting. So we are going to change it to be online voting. Anonymous voting. So then everyone can just kind of, you know, use their phone to vote. And at the end, we'll just say, okay, you know, speaker number three won. And we want to see the numbers.
That's a bit better. So. Yeah, the breakdown. I think it was hard for me. So it was Geovation that gave the sponsors like a token of appreciation. And I just said, can you give one to everyone? So I was a bit lax. But maybe it's because I used to be a teacher. And so I used to be like, everyone's a winner.
Fair enough. I mean, the as with most things at GeoMob, the voting, it just kind of evolved organically because we had Splash Maps as a sponsor and they said, oh, we'll just give a map away. And so, you know, obviously doing show of hands is the lowest effort thing you could do.
Yeah, that's right.
There was never any intention to,
make it
a big dramatic. I mean.
And I think if you're part of the community, you probably get and understand that. I think when you're starting a fully new one, on the first go, there's no way you can have that like psychological safety. So I think like it takes a few, probably because GeoMob London's been going on for so long, and there's quite a stable group of people that comes every time. Yeah. And well, at least I could tell that from because they all knew each other. Then I think once you have that kind of group psychological safety, it feels a lot easier. And I know like if I would have stayed on that side of the country and I would have gotten to know people, it wouldn't have taken a lot for me to give the talk and not care. But I think like as a newbie, you're like, what? No way. And I just have to say, in the one I did go to, the guys that didn't get voted, they didn't care because it was so relaxed and safe. But that was my one change and I think I have been thinking about how to change it for how it goes in the future ones. But that's been an interesting one where in the first one I changed.
But you know what's very interesting, Gala, is usually ahead of time, based on, you know, usually I know at least some of the speakers or I see their topics, and usually I'm like, oh, I think this is a very interesting topic. I bet that person will win. You know, and often I'm wrong. I'm totally wrong. Because there are people who have a really interesting topic and, you know, they're not necessarily great public speakers for whatever reason, they don't convey the magic of the topic. And then there are other people sometimes who have had, which are things that on paper look like a very, you know, boring or niche topic, but because the speaker you can tell the speaker is so enthusiastic about this topic
definitely.
That it really comes across in the talk.
Yeah.
And they, very often the vote does not go the way I expect it. But
that's interesting. I would have expected that.
Yeah, I do take on board the feedback that the last thing we want to do is have anyone be scared to give a talk. so we're gonna change things. We're gonna find a new way to do it, doing it anonymously.
It'll be interesting to see how that changes the if you then become more correct about your vote, or because in the internet one there also won't be like mob mentality because you won't see what other people are voting.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I like it as a social experiment. See what happens.
Anyway, tell us how did the first GeoMob Edinburgh go? How did you? How hard was it to find some speakers, and then to promote the event? It seemed like you had quite a very good turnout.
Yeah, we had a great turnout. I think we had about 40 people in their room. Aside from the people speaking and organizing. So, I think that's. I mean, for this city the size of Edinburgh, I think that's pretty good. And finding the speakers was not that hard, but obviously I had to start by like tapping people on the shoulder. I think that what I really liked about the first event was the talks were completely different. And there was like one really technical talk that was about source control. Then there was one talk that was like half technical but half really applicable about climbing and had lots of really nice pictures. And then we had one that was like more from the glam side, like about art and just like a platform that has art walls. And that was just really nice to see because. For example, the Git, not Git, but the source control one. For me, I was like, wow, this is super technical. But he actually made it really accessible, and that was really nice. But at the same time, it was also quite a technical talk. So if we would have had three of those, I think people would have been like, their brains would have been fried by the end. But then having the other talks really balanced, and it almost kind of like not having too many technical talks allows for your brain to have space for the very technical talk.
Yeah, no, I agree. The mix is what makes it fun. You're having a very diverse set of talks from technical to artistic to, maybe startups to big companies to hobbyists, whatever it is.
Yeah. And Moral, the one, she has Beautify Earth and she gave the talk about the murals. I really liked because she actually spent a lot of, she's the CEO. And so she spent a lot of time talking about the business difficulties and how they landed on building this map of murals. To be painted or the actual murals that are painted. And I think that was really interesting because later when I was chatting to people, I realized a lot of the people there are quite entrepreneurial and a lot of people there were coming and they've got their own consultancies and their own companies and stuff. So, those topics are also interesting to them about how does one even land on certain parts of the business or even land in geospatial without even meaning to. Was really cool. Yeah. Yeah, that was really nice. So it went really well. The atmosphere was super relaxed. It was super good. And the most commented thing was, oh, I've been here for ages and I always thought, why isn't there GeoMob Edinburgh? And I just kept thinking, why didn't you start it? But no one had. And so I had actually so many people say that to me. And so that was really nice to hear. That is like something people have been actually thinking about. And lots of people had attended GeoMobs in other places.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, Edinburgh is not close to London, but obviously there is connection between London and Edinburgh. So, that's fantastic. Well done. Well
yeah.
done. And a big thank you to the sponsors and to the venue. Hopefully you seize the moment at the first event to get some speakers for the second event. Any preview you can give there?
No much preview yet. We have two speakers lined up. I keep meaning to update the website to have the second speaker that is from the one who couldn't come to the first one, which is, so she's giving a talk in the second one. honestly, there's loads of people who said they would put a talk together, but they haven't. So if anyone is listening, I say, if you thought about a topic, you know, submit it or get in touch, because loads of people did come up to me in the day that they had ideas for topics. I think a lot of people are feeling a bit like, you know, they want to see a few events in order to like ramp themselves up to give a talk. And so, I'm hoping that more people come forward, but also I have to say, I haven't been putting it in all the channels yet. So I was going to start now in May, putting it on all the channels again.
I mean, that's a good point that, people are kind of hesitant. I mean, I think there are people who will attend, but then to make the leap to being a speaker, this is why when people contact me about starting GeoMob in their region, I always say, you know, happy to help you, but please, if you can commit to doing at least 3 events.
Yes, that's right.
They don't have to be, you know, 1 a month or whatever. It can be spread over a year or something. But because I do think it takes a couple events before it becomes kind of a regular thing on the, you know, people become aware of it. People are like, oh, you know, and then people say, oh yeah, this is actually a thing. This is happening. Let me go give a talk and let me speak. So.
Yeah. I also think there's just maybe different from what I saw in London is that in London, there was a lot of people I met that worked like in a geospatial team. And so therefore they're like really like geospatial 100%. What I have found is here, actually a lot of the geospatial people I had met were through developer events. So I find that a lot of people here are doing geospatial stuff, but they're working in a different space. And therefore either they're not hearing about geospatial events, or they're just a little bit sus about like, oh, you know, if I give a talk, am I really, like, so many people were like, oh, I'm not really a geospatial person, but then once you talk to them, they're like doing like, you know, like remote sensing, and I'm like, no, that's like fully geospatial.
Well, I have to say also, God, those are my personal favorite talks, are the people who don't self-identify as like a geo person, but they are using geotechnologies in new and innovative ways. And
yeah, that's right. That's right. Or who are just doing it for their jobs and they're hitting all kinds of issues that us people who are working in geospatial the whole day, you know, we know like these are huge pain points and they're just thinking these are pain points they're having, but really these are like pain points we all have well had to either climb that mountain or, you know, we all struggle with them every day. And like, I think that that's where, that's what I saw a lot of people saying. So I think it's going to take a little bit to really get like a corpus of people wanting to talk, but I think we'll get there also because after, I can especially say in the beers, I noticed like a lot of people really kind of came together as community because everyone was chatting, everyone was connecting with different people in the different groups I spoke to. It was all people who hadn't met each other until GeoMob. And so that's really nice because then like if they're forging connections, obviously that always helps to make people kind of more umph to speak and more excited to come to the next event and stuff.
Because absolutely.
It's where they go meet those people.
For me, the social aspect afterwards, I mean, the going to a pub or whatever, I mean, it's the second half of the event. It's as important. It's not we have talks and then, you know, then we're done. And if you want to come along for some beers, it's more like, the talks are the first part where we receive the information, and then the second half is where we discuss it and make the connections.
Right.
And you know, again, each city can do it their own way, whatever works in their culture and environment. But that's where I get the most value out of it.
Where you get to know people a bit more personally.
Exactly.
And I think that's where you really forge connections and talk about the topics that you've been like dying to talk about, you know, of something that happened to you. I think honestly, it's been super successful. I've organized many events in my times and I feel like this one, I was like, I felt fully equipped and that's good. And I also felt like, kind of the people gave back everything that I put in. Because sometimes you organize events and it just feels really one directional. Like you put in all this effort, all these things. Mm. And then the people are like, yeah, this was great, but you know, see you later. But this time it was really like bi-directional. Like I put in a bunch of effort and then I just got there and like everyone put in so much positive energy that I think like for me, that's a sign of a great event. And that's a sign that this was needed, that it was a gap.
Fantastic. And that's been really nice. I mean, that's like, this is like best case scenario. Very well done.
Yeah, thank you. It's been excited and it's exciting. And I hope that people felt as positively about it as I did, you know, because I know sometimes as the organizer, you're a bit, you've got, you know, goggles.
Any closing advice for anyone out there listening who's thinking about getting GeoMob going in their region?
I think the advice would be like, once you get in touch with Ed, like be ready for like movement, you know, so like no dilly daddling. And so I think that once you get in touch, like it's happening, you know? And I think that was, for me, that was the most, like, I was expecting like months to hear back. And then it was like, okay, it's happening. And I've set a date now and it's all going and there's a website and there's this and there's this. So it like, that is a bit like it was unexpected for me. So whoever is out there thinking about it is like, be ready to just, you know, dive deep and, but it will be okay. Cause I think all the little infrastructure to help you is there.
Well, all right, let's wrap things up then. Let me close by saying thank you once again, Kala. I can just say for me personally, it is so cool to see other cities, you know, to see the pictures of people hanging out. And I am not certain I'm going to make it to the second GeoMob Edinburgh, but it may happen. I'm still working on my exact travel arrangements. So.
Yeah, we hope to have you there, but also... but also for all of you out there, I take responsibility because Ed has been really straightforward about which dates are difficult for him and for reasons here and there, I've end up setting dates. So he will join us one day, I promise.
I will definitely join you. I'm really looking forward to it. And I look forward to meeting everyone in Edinburgh but whether I'm there or not, I have every confidence that the next GeoMob Edinburgh will be a great event. And so I encourage everyone to go along and to get involved and to volunteer to speak at future events. And it's really wonderful to see it hitting critical mass there.
Yeah, definitely. And my email is gala@diagonal.works. And so if anyone wants to get in touch to give a talk or talk about giving a talk, I'm always open and I'm always happy to also work with people because I do realize that the community here is still kind of young. In not necessarily in age, but in that like it's not as developed as I saw in London. Like there's just not that many people. And so, you know, if giving talks and stuff is not something you've done before, I'm always happy to support that and and plan out a talk for you at GeoMob Edinburgh.
Perfect. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks again, Gala.
No, thanks for having me in the podcast. And I look forward to hearing myself speaking in it in my strange voice. I think do other people find it weird when they hear themselves in the podcast?
Yes, it is always quite confusing.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Well, I hope to see you at GeoMob Edinburgh soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for joining us today and listening to the GeoMob podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. Please get in touch with us if you have any feedback or suggestions for topics we should cover. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly mailing list where we keep you informed about upcoming events. You can also follow us on Twitter, where our handle is geomob. Thanks again for listening, and hope to see you at a GeoMob event soon.